by distracting my own self because I have the notes over here because I left these notes in the church. These notes have been in the church all week since last week, so I started rewriting this. But it's pretty basic, the same thing. So, but I brought it all just in case. I didn't want to mess anything. But this message started in my mind the other day, 2 weeks ago. One of my buddies at work, he asked me, and I sold him property before, and he helps me with the building that I manage in Ozark. It used to be his. He gives me good advice on it. His best advice was, man, don't mess with that building. It'll drive you crazy, Sam. But I thought it would be a challenge, and I took it. And then it hasn't drove me totally crazy. But the other day he asked me, and we were talking, and he goes, how do you do all the things that you do without just going crazy? And he meant like mow lawns, do real estate, do ministry, be in church all the time, show up and work at Walmart. That's the craziest gig right there, huh, Paul? But thank God for it, man, because they cut you a check every 2 weeks. And I have learned that how I haven't figured out what not to do. But as me and him talk, he's telling me, you know, how I can get out of this, you know, some of the little things that I really don't need to do. And how do you do all the things that you do, man, without going crazy? First of all, I told him, Jaime, I started out 30 years ago, and I was already crazy. So the driving me crazy part never really messed with my head because I've already been there. I said, but according to the Bible, and I know you're a good Catholic brother, Philippians 4:13 says, therefore, through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. And then me and Keisha added a little gig on top of that where we were taking care of a lady and I was helping her. And I mean, the lady's mom would send me some money and I would make sure Keisha got paid. And, you know, we tried to take care of the lady the best we can. And as far as we know, she's still alive, right? We're not taking care of her no more as much. And I told them that the other thing I told them, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I came here without no job, and now I just get up every morning, and you've heard this before, but every morning I get up. This morning I got up. I went and jumped in the shower because I needed to be at church, but I went in and I took my wife by the hand and I said, I'm going to start praying. And I prayed, and I committed my life to God. I committed this day to God. You know, the Bible says that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That God hasn't changed his mind, that sister could sing. God hasn't never changed his mind that sister there could sing. God hasn't changed his mind that brother Charlie's a deacon. God is not a rattle-headed idiot up there in heaven. He gives us these gifts. He gives us these callings. And now sometimes we try to qualify ourselves for what God gives us. Well, I don't deserve to do that. I don't deserve to be that. But just like Pastor Kelly preached this morning, none of us get what we deserve. When Jesus Christ died for our sins, he set us free. Yeah. And the Bible also says that your gift will make room for you. God's not going to give you a gift and a calling, and this is free. This isn't on a message. God's not going to give you a gift and calling and then not make room for you to use it, not make room for it to be able to bless you. I don't know, everybody knows Steve Harvey. You know, Steve Harvey's got a lot of little insights from his life. I like the story where he was living in a car, and all of a sudden he's talking to God and says, I'm going to give up on my dream. I'm going to give up on being on TV. I'm just going to go back and clean the carpets. I'm getting back. And then some things happened, and the next thing he knew, he had a booking at the Apollo Theater. And then the next thing he said, God, I don't even got money to get there. Here my dream is, and I can't even make it. Well, you know, he went back to the answer machine, and then he had another call, and he got a gig in a comedy club that he could make it, that he had enough gas in his car to make it to. And he wound up, he was so good at that comedy club, he got two nights, and he got enough to make it to Apollo, and the rest is history. God made the dream come true, and God told him if he wouldn't give up on his dream, he would take him places that he would never believe. And see, there's dreams and there's gifts and there's callings in here. And it don't have matter about what we think about the dreams and gifts and callings. God will take you where you don't even think you can go. You'll be saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. But God will take you and put some things in you and make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? So as I told my buddy, you know, I just get up in the morning and ask God to bless whatever I do, and I try to pray to be at the right place at the right time. In Deuteronomy 6 and verse 3, I think these guys have that up there. I'm hoping they're going to put that up there. If not, I'm going to go to it anyway. Hey, hear Israel and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. How many knows what the land of milk and honey means? It means you're not struggling. It means, you know, you're not worried about how you're going to put some $4.10 gas in your car to get where God tells you to go, because God has you covered. But mainly, be careful to obey. You know what? Sometimes it's hard to obey, you know, if you have a little rebellion working in you. And I noticed that when I first started becoming a Christian, I had so much rebellion working in me that I wanted to do things my own way. And now 30 years later, I still have a little bit of rebellion. Sometimes I find myself leaning towards the flesh and wanting to do things my way. And I know when I'm doing things my way because they don't seem to prosper as good, or they don't seem to turn out as good. But whenever I do things according to the Word of God, whenever I do things according to this Word, and whenever I release my tithes, and whenever I show up for a church, and whenever I get a call and Pastor Kelly says, do you want to preach? And I'm like, I never thought you would ask it. But, I mean, I did not know what I was going to preach. By faith, I said yes. Now, last week, I had most of this message ready. And when it didn't go down, I thought, God, you want me to work on this maybe a little more. I'm ready, you know. Now, God wants to bless us. He wants to increase us greatly. And he don't want us to be worried. And all we have to do is obey him. God, where do you want me to be today? What do you want me to do today? I mean, there was a time where I was working at one place and I felt God calling me to another place. And every voice came against me telling me I was crazy for going across the river. How would I get over there? Well, like I said, I was crazy. And I thought, well, I'm going to get in that car that my mom gave me and I'm going to drive across the river and drive across that bridge. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that have driven across that bridge. I know Ernie drives across it a lot. But, man, we just drive across the bridge and do what we got to do and come back home. Amen? In Proverbs 3 and verse 6. It's the latter part of trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Has anybody ever went on a trip and they weren't sure how they were going to get there? Has anybody ever thought, man, I'd like to do that, but I don't know if I can? Has anybody ever heard God tell you, hey, I want you to do something, and then you hear every voice and every ridiculous lie in your mind saying you can't do it? You can't be a nurse. That's too hard. And if you ever watched that movie, the movie that Mel Gibson made, where Jesus died and he was in the garden and that ugly ball-headed demon was walking around him and Jesus was sweating the drops of blood because he knew that he had been called for that moment. He had been called to lay down his life. But he asked his disciples to pray for him and all the pressures were coming against his mind because the devil wanted to stop the plan of God. And he was saying, you can't do this. They're not worthy. You can't do this. And in our life, whether it's singing, whether it's going to college, whether it's planning whatever God puts in your heart to do, the devil's always going to come with a bunch of lies and tell you that you can't do it. You can't sing. You can't pass this to be a better teacher or get a master's degree. You can't do a nurse. Brenda Babe, a nurse. Brenda Babe had more experiences with them drugs in her life than any nurse I ever know, you know. She's probably a better nurse than the nurses that went to college 100 years. Amen? And she loves her gig. So in all of our ways, we just need to acknowledge God, and he's going to direct our paths. A lot of times I felt like leaving Walmart. You know, I had these big plans. But once again, I said, when I do what God tells me to do, it works out good. When I try to get in the flesh And I tell Brother Angelo, I say, man, I'm out of that job. I'm done with this Walmart thing. It's on my nerves. I'm finished. And he goes, well, where are you going to go to work? I didn't think that far, you know. And I saw Fort Smith, one of them beautiful companies up there that done transferred to Mexico and no longer exists. And then that's an hour drive. And then he told me about the gas and the tires and the expense. And I thought, maybe I'll just hang out over there at Walmart. But the main thing is God wasn't telling me to leave. I was mad. I mean, there's things that come against me that I think I want to do. And then I have to say, but it don't matter what I want to do. Is this God telling me to do this? Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he will direct your paths. I'm going to come back here, but the word path, I looked it up in the Strong Concordance. The promise here is he will make our path straight. Straight. Path is our way, the course, the futures of life, straight to make smooth, free from obstacles, successful. I don't know about you guys, but most of the paths I've been on, there's a lot of obstacles. And the definition that I looked up said there's always been obstacles. But you know what? If God gave you that path, he'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the finances. He'll give you the wheels. He'll give you the college money. He'll give you the anointing to go through that path, you know. And those obstacles got to move in the name of Jesus. Amen? According to the name of Jesus, whatever we take authority, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Yeah, there's going to be some things coming against us, but we just got to take control and authority. Amen? And I'm going to go back to my notes over here. What was the next verse, boys? You got it up there? Let's see if they're on there. That's it. 16 verse 9. In all your ways, submit to him and he will establish your paths. You know, God wants to establish our paths today. I have been driving to Van Buren for a week or week and a half, 2 weeks now. And the Google, man, you can Google it, and it'll tell you to make the right and make the left. And on a good day, that Google is like the sunshine, man. You know, it takes you right where you're going. On a bad day, if it, like, kicks or the battery dies, then you're back to, like, oh, my gosh, you know. But, man, Google got me to some places, and I'm thinking, like, you know, even studying for this, like, my eyes, I don't know, but you know, ain't what they used to be, but I just Google these verses, and the Bible app just starts speaking these verses out to me. And then I'll just flip around, and I'll hear them verses a couple times, man, and I'll put that word in me. And I was explaining that to somebody, that it's better to put the word in you than just to read it and not know it. Because if it's in you, when you're going to need this word again, therefore through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things, it's going to come out of you. Because whatever's in you is going to come out of you. In Isaiah 48 and verse 17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Does anybody know the way to go all the time? Don't you got to ask for directions sometimes? Now look. Brother Angelo tells me God told me to do this, Sam. I'm going to believe 100% that God told him to do that because he ain't never told me nothing that wasn't the truth. If Brother Ernie, Brother Angelo, anybody in this room prays for me, I'm going to believe that that prayer is going to be. But sometimes when you get tired and sometimes when you're hearing the devil tell you this ain't going to work, you're an idiot for even trying to sell a house in Van Buren, Arkansas. I told you this wasn't going to work. You wasted months and months working with this people. But I make one little phone call, and the next thing I know, the next day I'm at a closing, so praise God. You know, it don't matter what the devil tells you. Just stay on the path. Stay on the path. Don't worry about the obstacles. Sister's been going for a real estate license. It don't matter that you haven't got it yet, but if you're going to go this week, you'll probably be a realtor by the end of the week. Stay on the path. Stay on the path. God's got the path. It's us that's got to get on it. Amen? Kelly, when she used to preach when she was a kid, Pastor Kelly, by the way, she used to, when I'd get up here, she'd say, Sam, I hope it's going to be short and sweet. And here we are. She's grown up in the preacher. She's the longest-winded preacher in the place, you know? But Sam still remembers short and sweet, set a point. So, I mean, God teaches us how to profit. God wants to put us at the right place at the right time. And so Friday after, you know, the battle with the enemy and that house was going to sell, I was on the way to Van Buren to a closing company Friday, and I had Spirit 106 on. And Dave Berdew was on there talking, and he put a tape on from Kenneth Copeland from like 30 years ago. And this Bible verse right here I'm about to read, it was preached for the whole 30 or 40 minutes, and it dropped in my spirit. And I said, man, I'm going to use this. God didn't put me on this. God put me on this path, and this verse is powerful. Mark 11:23-24, because there's things that we ask for. Sometimes we don't know where we're thinking, like, can I do this? Should I go get a gig? Should I do, what should I be praying for? Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and he does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. When I thought this deal was falling apart, and I called Brother Angelo, and he prayed for me and agreed, and he was telling me what he saw. And I told him, you know, what I was going to do if this deal would go through. I already had everything. I mean, I told him an amount. Hey, man, I'm going to take care. And, man, I never really thought about it not working. I mean, the next thing I was doing was calling you and telling you that wasn't no. The dude was up there in the house. Water was coming in the backyard. It's a brand-new house. These people got $233,000 cash dollars at the title company. And the boyfriend is saying, this house is built on a natural spring. Well, I'm not no natural spring expert, but I looked at this complex. It's about $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 houses there, and I could not see how this guy that built these other millions and millions of dollars worth of houses would build the last one on a natural spring. I said, now, I'm not a water expert, but I'm pretty sure there's an answer for this, and these people are going to come at 4:30. And it wound up being the yard wasn't finished. It wasn't landscaped. The drain had stopped right there where that little water was flowing. And they told them what they were going to do when I waited and went back at 4:30. And the next day we were at a closing company. But at that time, the devil was blasting in my mind. This isn't going to work. This is where I'm stopping your deal. Let me tell you something. The devil don't got no way to stop a deal that God puts in my lap. The devil ain't got no way to stop me from going down the path that God has me. Has the devil tried to stop me in the last 30 years since I've been a Christian, since I've been coming to this church? He's tried to stop me a lot of times. But the devil, number one, is a liar. And the devil doesn't got no new lies to tell. It's always that you can't do it. But if the Bible says, therefore, through Christ who strengthens you, you can do all things, I suggest I'm voting for God. Somebody told me about tornadoes coming the other day. I guess one hit down in Springdale, but I told them I was voting against it. Now, I slept through it. I don't know, man, if tornadoes went around us. They said the sirens were going off, but I woke up and I didn't even know if the sirens went off or not. But I called my friends in Springdale, and they said that on that building I was talking about, they live in Springdale, her and her sister were all right. They said, pray for the people that lost stuff about a quarter mile from my house, Sister Nancy. And a quarter mile from her house, that tornado tore jack out of things. But you know what? I'm going to keep believing God. I'm going to keep doing what God tells me to do, and I'm going to keep coming out on the side of profit, on the side of blessing, on the side of supernatural help, on the side of life. Last verse. And believe, you know, if I didn't believe that Brother Angelo's prayers was good, I would have never called him. When I call Ernie, I call Mary too a little while because I had time to wait until they come there. Mary prayed. And you know, if I call Sherry, I could call Kimber, and Kimber will pray. If God tells me to call Sister Kimber, you're going to pray, Sister Kimber? Amen. I'm just checking. Just checking if you're there yet. But whoever I call, I'm believing God's going to do something. If any two of us shall agree as to touching anything on earth, it shall be done unto them according to my Father in heaven. That's the whole reason I take my wife's hand and pray every morning. God, put us at the right place. God, don't let us be in any accidents or mishaps. God, cause everybody to show up at work today. So, you know, especially for my wife, she works in the nursing home. Otherwise, she's doing two people's job. But every day, God's got a specific plan and a specific path. In Isaiah 41:10, this is one of my favorite verses. So do not fear, or fear thou not. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Well, verse 11 is a very powerful verse, because you got God holding your right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Now, I'm not saying God kill anybody, but it says if people come against you, it says surely. Now, I know the devil's going to perish one day, and he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and he's never going to be able to bother anybody again. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. Verse 13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. All I know is for the last 30 years I've done, and I haven't been perfect, but I've done the best I can to do what God tells me to do. I've done the best I can to suit up and show up and suit up. And I'm sorry I disappointed everybody wearing that suit this morning. All my jeans and all my cool clothes was in the washer. I've been burning them out, going selling houses this week. But, you know, I was looking around and I said, well, this ain't that bad, you know. But Kimber read me and goes, what are you all dressed up for? I was telling Kimber, you know, she looked good. And I said, oh, my gosh. But I praise God for everybody here. God's working in your life. Don't be afraid. Amen?